Adam Sose here for Rebel News. On January 23rd, 2024, 28-year-old Bizani Sarvar entered Edmonton City Hall armed with a long rifle and a number of incendiary devices, and he began an attack that left people across the nation and certainly folks within City Hall in Edmonton shaken. Fortunately, thanks to the heroic actions of one security guard, he was actually taken into custody before anybody was hurt.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Before I do my mission, I want you all to know that I am not a psychopath. I do not believe in bloodshed. I am not one of these monsters that hurt children, that hurt innocents, and that promote wars or the civilization of our society.
Soon after this dramatic incident, Rebel News acquired a video purporting to show the Edmonton City Hall shooter divulging a manifesto where he tackles a number of issues ranging from inflation to healthcare to immigration to racism, and predominantly among the themes within this ranting manifesto of his concern over what he refers to as a genocide in Gaza and a call, inshallah, as he says it, to hold destabilizers accountable and to put them on trial. We'll certainly include a link to that full report within our copy below so you can watch the full statement for yourself so you know that we're not sort of coloring this any differently than it is. Shockingly, despite the fact that a great deal of this video included sort of Islamic prayer phrases and common sayings, a lot of media outlets very politely, let's say, omitted those critical facts from the story. Fortunately, we were able to bring you that video right after the incident, so those details weren't brushed under the rug.
There's officials and anybody that has hands into this corruption, into this genocide that's going on in Gaza and throughout the world, anybody that is destabilizing other countries, hurting their community, should feel ashamed of themselves, and inshallah, we will rise against you guys and we'll put you on trial. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, I'll succeed with my mission. If I don't succeed, I know somebody else will succeed for me. Assalamu alaikum.
No, it was glaringly apparent to anyone who saw the video, despite the fact that some of the comments are a little bit disjointed, that his actions on January 23rd were premeditated and that they had political motivations behind them. There was little to no question, as we discussed in an article right after this incident took place, that this was a terrorist attack. But despite this glaring video evidence, terrorism was not among the six charges that Bizani Sarvar was facing. Now, there are two most recent charges that are being laid against Bizani Sarvar. First, counseling commission of terrorism, and secondarily, possession of property for terrorist purposes. Obviously, these clearly in contradiction of the Criminal Code of Canada. But beyond this, there's effectively a litany of about six or seven charges that seem to be extensions of the charges he was originally facing, but now according to the RCMP, these charges are considered in conjunction with the existing charges, which have been elevated to terrorism offenses now. So it is very much a laundry list of terrorism charges being faced by Bizani Sarvar. Now, Sarvar will remain in custody at the Calgary Remand Center. He's expected to appear in court on March 5th, 2024, though we don't necessarily expect any meaningful updates to come from that, as this is an ongoing investigation. The RCMP has already stated that they won't be providing any other comments at this time. As always, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. For Rebel News, I'm Adam Sose. One of the only reasons that we could bring you sort of unfettered coverage of the Edmonton City Hall shooters because we aren't beholden to anyone. We don't have to answer to interest groups or government agendas. We simply answer to our call to follow the truth wherever it leads us. And we quite simply cannot do that without your support. What we do is not possible without you. So I'm urging you to consider subscribing to Rebel News Plus. You'll get access to a lot of incredible content, but you'll also make what we do possible. So it is an absolute win-win. Again, subscribe to Rebel News Plus.